Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Sechels Kalim Perik Yod Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Sabrilim Brischos Has Bas Rachel Shishi Bezeichen Afan Josevi Kogon Bikar of Mamish. Up until now, we've been discussing Tzmid Pasil. We have a kli inside an oil hamase, a room or a house that has a corpse in it, and everything inside is going to be tameh. But if we have a kli that has a sealed cover, so not only is the kli tahar, but everything inside is tahar as well. Now we're going to be discussing this in regards to something else, namely that a oihel is able to save and protect something which is inside of it. In other words, if we have a tent, an oihel, some sort of covered structure that's inside another covered structure, so even though there's Tumas Mace there, since there's a totally separate, smaller oihel that stands on its own, and whatever's inside is going to be Tahar. However, with this second oihel, this one that's inside, it's not allowed to be resting on Kalim, and it's also not allowed to have walls or a roof made out of Kalim. So that's what Mishnah is discussing right now. We're going to have two different ovens. One of them is new, one of them is old, which means that the new one is not a Kli at all, because since it's brand new, it hasn't been used yet, it doesn't have the din of a Kli. Only the old one is considered a Kli, and we're going to try to see if one of them is considered an oihel by itself, and then be protected from Tumah. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Tanur Yashan Bezeich Chadash. We have an old oven inside of a new one. So that means that the oven inside is a kli. The oven on the outside is not a kli. Usrida al pi Yashan, and there's a srida, which means a cover of sorts on top of the old one, which again is in the middle. Now let's see Nital Yashan Usrida Nafeles. If that old oven is removed, let's say it's broken into pieces or it's somehow slipped out from underneath the new one, which is surrounding it. If that srida, that cover would fall down because it's not held tightly into place by the outer new one, it's just lightly resting on it, but it's going to fall once the inside's removed. So I call tameh, everything's tameh, because we don't have a proper oil over here. Vimla, but if not, if that cover is going to remain in place, even though the inner oven's removed, I call tar, so everything's tar, because that's considered like a separate oil. Again, the outside oven is brand new, it doesn't have a din of a kli, and the cover's going to remain on top of it, even if the inside oven, which is a kli, is going to be removed, so it has a separate din of oil, and that protects everything inside of it. Now let's say it was the other way around, chadash b'secha Yashan, the new oven was inside the old one, so the outer one was a kli and the inner one wasn't. Usrid al piya yashan, and this cover is resting on top of the old one. Again, that's the outer oven. So im ein bein chadash l'srida pesach tefach, if the space, the gap in between the new and old oven isn't a tefach, kol sheb chadash tahar, whatever's in the new one is tahar. That's because we have a proper blocker over here. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, lefasim zu besach zu v'sef sesein shavais. We have a bunch of pots that are one within another, but the edge, the lip, the top of them is all equal. And a lot of people do this in their home. You have a very large soup pot, you have a medium-sized soup pot, then maybe you have a few smaller pots, and you place one inside the other. That's just an easy way to store them, so they don't take up so much space. And the main focus over here is that the tops of them are all equal. It's not like we have a giant soup pot, and everything is resting comfortably inside, considered to be inside the airspace, the avir of the outer one. Here, none of them are in the avir of the other one. It's not in the airspace, because again, the top, the rim of these pots all end at the same spot. Now, let's say Asheretz Bel Yoyna, there's a Sheretz in the inner one. That's what we mean by Yoyna. El Yoyna literally means top one or upper one, but since again they're all the same height, El Yoyna over here means the insidemost one, or if it's in the bottom one, meaning if it's in the outer one, he tamei v'kulin tahiris. The one that it's in is tamei and all the other ones are tahar. That's because each one of these pots is considered like its own thing. It's not connected to or part of another one, so whichever one the sheretz is located in, that's tamei, all the other ones are tahar. What about the following hayu b'kainis mashket? Let's say all the inside pots, not the outer one, but all the inside pots have holes in them that are large enough to be kindness mashke, to allow liquid to come inside. And as we already know from early in the Masechta, we learned this many times, that if an earthenware kli that's used for liquid has a hole that's kindness mashke, it allows liquid inside, that's actually mevatel zin of kli, and it's not considered a kli anymore. So over here, it's very unique. So we just said that all these pots have holes in them kindness mashke. So on one hand, they're not considered kalim anymore. So for all intents and purposes, wherever the sheretz is, it's really just considered to be in the outer kli, because since all the inner klis are quote-unquote broken, everything would be tameh. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Hasheretz bel yoyna, if the sheretz is in the inside kli, kulin tameis, all the kalim are tameh, because they're all considered broken. So for all intents and purposes, that sheretz is really just considered to be in the outermost kli, and all of these ones are included in the outermost kli, and so therefore they're all tameh. Now the reason why this is an added chiddush is because we just said that these kalim are considered broken. So how are we saying that they're tameh? And that's what's unique about this din of the Mishnah, that we're looking at both of these things, the chumra. On one hand, they're considered broken, so they're all considered to be in the outermost kli. Mimela, they would all have the same din. At the same time, they're not considered broken, and that's how they're all able to be tameh. What about the following? Betachtoina, let's say the sheretz is in the outermost kli. He tameh, only it is tameh, v'kulin tahiris, and all the other ones are tahar. Now going back to the original case, where all these pots that are stacked one inside the other do not have holes. And Asheretz bel yoyna, the sheretz is in the innermost one, v'atachtoina defes, but the outermost one, its walls are higher. They're above the rim, the lip of the inner one. So he v'atachtoina tameh, it, meaning the inside inside one and the outermost one are tame, but the middle ones are not, also in the same case, but al yoina, if the sharetz is in the innermost one, vatachtonoi defes, and the walls of the outermost one are raised above it, kol sheyesh b'mashke tefeach tmeya, any liquid which is present, which is dripping, that's even on the other kelim, on the other pots, that's going to be tame, because that's considered to be food that's in the inside of the outermost kli, which is tame, so that food or that liquid is tame as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, on to discuss a whole nother grouping and class of kelim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.